On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heartsong Live.
Hello, I'm Omoshola and I'm recording live from the Refoil Festival. And I'm at this, indeed, and I'm excited because I love colour, I love creativity, and there's a lot of that. I just want my listeners to imagine what's going on here. There's so much creativity, and I'm going to be asking questions. Why this creativity? What's the reason behind it, and why are you here? And here I have Alison and I have Janice here with me, and they are from the project Adopt a Child. Fantastic. So yes, let's start. Who wants to start? Why are you here? What's the vision behind Adopt a Child?
So the whole idea is that people can sponsor a child in Guatemala or Albania, and they can write to them and pray for them and encourage them in their faith. We're a Christian organisation, and it's really important to us that we link people with someone that they can support, not just financially, but through a friendship and through relationship building. We provide hot meals, medical and dental care, and pastoral support to every individual that we help, whether they're sponsored or not. Can we want people to come alongside us and catch that vision and run with it with us?
Amazing. That is really good. And how did the vision start? What was the vision behind the vision?
It started in Guatemala over 40 years ago, following a civil war and a massive earthquake. A couple from America went to visit the area to provide humanitarian help and decided to start something more permanent because the women and children were destitute. And it's grown from there.
40 years is a long time. Now, I'm here and I can see a lovely array of craft. And I just wanted to ask the question, did you make them? How did they come about and why are they here?
So, well, I didn't make them. I brought them back from Guatemala. So when we go on trips, we have trips go. Anybody can go, sponsors, supporters, to Albania and to Guatemala. And what you see today are colourful crafts from Guatemala. And we will go and visit the local market. And usually we have the one lady that we go that knows the ministry, and they just bring the items back. So they're all handmade. So we have Bible covers, pencil cases, little notebooks with covers, Guatemala covers on them, coasters, lanyards, you name it, we've got it, little friendship bracelets. And so we buy them. And we sell them for a small profit. So the profits that we make go back into the ministry as well. We're also supporting the work, the people in Guatemala as well. So it's kind of like a twofold thing.
Yeah, I was about to say that's the entrepreneurial hat. Because
yes.
What you're doing also is you're, you know, helping support businesses.
Yes.
But you're also, from what I see, is also spreading people's culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because how else would this be in Scotland? How else would this be here for us to see and really enjoy what goes on beyond, you know, the war and the other things that we hear about, to see amazing craft and creativity? I want to go back to Adopt a Child now. How does that work? I mean, if anybody wants to, if they think, this is a great idea, I want to do it, what's the process like?
So if you're here at Refuel, we can sort that for you right on the spot. We always have information on children, single mums and widows and widowers available. And any of these can be sponsored. So we have Adopt a Child and Adopt a Granny.
Oh, wow.
And it just involves setting up a regular payment, and we're flexible on that amount because we're a small ministry and we help everybody that we can. So the more people we can have on board with this, the better. And we do ask that you consider writing occasionally. If you never write, you'll always get an annual update. But the more you write, the more letters you get back. And you can really build a friendship with the person you sponsor. It's great for a child. They can have like a pen pal. And it's really quite empowering for children to be able to impact someone else's life around the other side of the world. But it's a great thing for anybody of any age to do.
Wow. And one thing that came to mind is that there are going to be many stories, you know, 40 years on, even if it hadn't grown then.
Yeah.
I mean, what success story do you bring to mind that each, you know, everybody will have the story that they cherish. Which one stands out of the many for you?
So really, some of the people who were children in our ministry way back at the beginning are now working for the ministry. So we have pastors, we have medical staff. Dr. Pablo, who is in charge of all our medical operations, not just in Guatemala, but in Albania as well. And he was a child of the program, actually physically adopted by those first missionaries way back. And he trained in the US and could have stayed there and made a fortune, but chose to go back and just bless the people of Guatemala and head up the ministry there. Yeah.
What a testimony. What a testimony. Any come to mind for you?
Yes, we have some of our staff in Albania, a similar story, particularly one of our pastors there. He started work for our ministry as a security guard.
Wow.
And someone saw in him so much potential for more. And he's now been trained through the Bible school in Tirana. And he's now pastoring one of our churches, and it's growing. We have children's meetings, men's Bible study, ladies' Bible study, youth meetings, and church services, all overseen by him and his wife. So that's another really success story. And we have many, many more stories.
This lady came and she said, "Oh, I don't know which child to pick." And she said, but this little girl just kept, she just, her eyes kept getting drawn to the little girl. And when she turned it over, the child had the same birthday as her. And that happens a lot. Either there's a connection with a birthday or just a name or something like that. And somebody that, children that have a passion for football, or just, there's just something. And I always believe that God puts the sponsor and the child together. And, you know, we're all unique.
Absolutely.
And that the relationship is just precious, you know. And so I just love how God does that.
And I think that is the Holy Spirit at work.
Yes.
You
know,
you need it. And again, that tells the difference.
It's
you can see God at work. And I think it's really nice to emphasize the God at work.
Yes.
In the project, which makes it different. And it makes it lasting and rewarding.
Plus, if you sponsor a child or a granny, you're the only sponsor, so that nobody else sponsors that child. So there's that unique connection with them as well. So individuals can sponsor, so one person or a couple or a family or an organization. So, but they are the only ones that sponsor that can write to that child, or if they go on a trip, can visit as well, see where they live.
I've got a question that just came into my mind now, and I'm thinking, how does it work? Have you got child sponsoring a child? Have you got situations where a child is prompted and say, do you know what? I'd love to do this. Am I able to sponsor another child? A pair, as it were.
People can. So there's only one sponsor per child.
Yes.
But if you want to sponsor multiple children, then you can do that. So you can sponsor as many children or as many grannies as you want to. You're not limited to just one child, but one child only has one sponsor.
Yes. But I'm talking about a child, say my 12-year-old,
yes,
hearing this and going, I really would love to sponsor somebody, my angel.
We could do that. And then obviously you want to make sure that the parents are happy for that to happen. They can either, they have some children sponsor themselves, and so they pay for it themselves. Sometimes they do fundraising things. Sometimes their parents will set up a standing order for them. Or sometimes as a family, they decide, and then one person, the one child, the 12-year-old child, becomes the sponsor.
Yeah, because I thought it was important that there might be a child going, do I qualify? So
they're really bad things.
And they both grew up with us once the boy that only achieved.
Wow. I know we can go on and on with stories. But again, it's always nice for the listeners to hear the end result
of
what happens when we do what we do as a form of an encouragement. And I also believe that motivates you to get up, because it's not always easy to do these. What are some of the challenges that you faced on this journey?
I think currently the cost of living crisis has impacted our ministry overseas, and we all know what it's like here at home. But the cost of everything has increased overseas as well. And that is a challenge because we want to do everything that we do very well, but we also want to reach out and help more people. So that is a challenge that we face at the moment, which we'd ask people to pray about. And obviously they can help by coming along and sponsoring, because the more sponsors we have, the more programs we can open and the more people we can help and reach with the gospel.
Yeah, and I really want to repeat one of the things that you said, that there's, you always are there to negotiate, to meet people where they are, as long as they've got a heart to give, you're willing to take them. I want to ask a couple of questions, but before I do that, just in case somebody decides to jump off, where can we find you for those who are not at the Refuel Festival? Where can they find you if they want to get in?
So we have a website, www.livingwateradoptachild.org. And so people can visit there, or they can phone us. Our UK office is based in Culloden in Inverness, and our telephone number is 01463 792600, and we'd be happy to help.
Yeah, amazing. And I just want to end again by saying this is really a really heartfelt journey, mission. And it reminds me of the Bible that says, if you help a child, if you help one of these, you have helped one of me. And, you know, it's about the kingdom, and it's about sharing the gospel, and it's about love, really. It's about love. Do you have any final thoughts, something that I may not have asked, I may not have touched on, that you feel you would like my listeners to hear, if anything at all?
I think the passage that you mentioned is really close to our hearts, because we started just after COVID, a project called M25, which is based on Matthew 25, which was the verses you were quoting.
The Spirit.
And it's a community. We offer a community meal once a month, and anybody can come to that. So they don't even need to be sponsored or registered with us. Just anybody from the community, so families and any age. So, and my husband and I, we were in Guatemala just at the beginning of December last year, and we had a special Christmas meal, and we ran out of space and had to put extra tables and chairs up because there was over 200 people came. And so we have lots of projects as well. So people are looking on our website. They can sponsor a child or a granny, or there are projects they can support as well. And M25 is just one of them.
Yeah. And when you were talking about that and you talked about the number of people, I was thinking, did you have enough food? But I'm also reminding myself that how God blessed you, and he fed as many, and he would have had moreover.
There was enough.
There was enough.
There was enough, and there was left over.
Exactly. Yes. So I know. I'm really in the Spirit. And I want to pick up, I've talked about adopt the child. I want to talk about adopt the granny. Because one of the things that are very close to my heart that I do, it's about people who are in their retirement age or going into their retirement age, because it's something sometimes we don't talk about, and people feel lonely, they feel isolated, they don't know what next. And it's a very grey area, how to remain significant. How does that work with Adopter Granny?
So Wallace was speaking about the M25 meals. So that's open to anybody in the community to come. But from the people that come to that, we have chosen the most particularly needy individuals to register for sponsorship and pastoral help and the food parcels and everything as well. But we've always been our child sponsorship ministry, and we can't help everybody. But God really laid it on our director's hearts that some of these widows and widowers are as much, if not more, in need of support than the children. So that's how that project started. And we just do our best to bless everyone as much as we can, but most important to share the gospel with them. The way we put it is the older folk are nearer to heaven. You know, so it's an urgency, isn't there? To share the gospel with them while we're still here with us. Yes. And it's a great privilege to be able to do that.
Because at the heart of what you do is about the gospel, because there are many charities that may do similar things, but it's just not just about here on earth. It's about preparing people for eternity.
Yeah.
And I think I just needed to highlight that, that yes, it's about the good deeds, but it's also about preparing people for eternity. What happens? Because there is a heaven. and we all want to go there. Yeah. And there is a path. So I really celebrate what you're doing. I really celebrate the hard work. And I pray that people that are listening to this will decide to find out more, because you've given us where to go to find it. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Siri.
On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heart Song Live.